Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording today from the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day. My co-host for this special Minnesota National Guard show is the Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. General Mankey, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me back. Great day to be at the fair. Wonderful afternoon here in Military Appreciation Day. I tell you what, it's great what Jerry Hammer and the fair does for us, as well as our main sponsor, USAA, for this Military Appreciation Day. Just a great day.
General, this has only happened for a handful of years, but it's become something really special at State Fair. It starts first thing in the morning. I know that you and Commissioner Erke and the governor opened up program over at the Liney stage over there, and there was a flyover, and I imagine you've been out talking to everybody all across the fairgrounds today.
I have, you know, and it's you run into people, you run into service members that come up and talk, and I see people that I've served with previously that are here with their families, and, you know, it gives me an opportunity to meet their families, thank their families for supporting their service member, and also met a lot of employers over at, you know, just next door here at Dan Patch Park, and, you know, connection with their service members. It's been a great day.
In general, we're going to talk about the ESGR, the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, in the second half of the show because we're going to have them on. But it's the 50th anniversary of the ESGR here in Minnesota, and our Minnesota employers have been, boy, they've stood up. And despite we talk about when our service members are deployed, federal or state deployments, they sacrifice, their families sacrifice. But if they're M-Day, if they're weekend soldiers or airmen, And they've got a full-time civilian job, and they're called up to deploy overseas or to call up to state active duty, those employers suffer, too. They've still got to get the job done.
Exactly right, Tom. And I've said, you know, when our soldiers and airmen deploy, over 10,000 of our Minnesota National Guard's service members are part-time soldiers, full-time citizens here in the state of Minnesota, as well as that's not even counting the Air Force Reserve, the Army Reserve, the Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard. And those civilian employers do a lot of heavy lifting. They got a backfill behind that service member when they deploy to do something. And more importantly, I think they go out of their way a lot of times to support that service member when they're deployed, and more importantly, their family members, and help their family members with things that come up and kind of step in and do different things. And I really think that gets them on the team. So really, rather than just a service member, you've got the service member, their employer, and then their family, and it's all one big team. And you really get all of Minnesota involved in a lot of times when we deploy our servicemen.
In general, here today, the fair's theme for Military Appreciation Day is honoring employers of Minnesota military families. And I know that the ESGR is recognizing 25 different employers throughout the afternoon. And those are some companies that everybody would recognize the names, and some names that maybe you don't. But we've gotten incredible support for our military here in Minnesota for 50 years. It's almost crazy.
We sure do. And, you know, they're all great to be recognized today. And, you know, last year we recognized a few with the Freedom Award, which is the premier award that ESGR gives to some of our employers who've really gone up beyond what's considered good support to great support and outstanding support. And I'm proud to say that Minnesota's had several recipients of that Freedom Award in the past few years, and that's no small feat to accomplish that.
And I know the ESGR has another award they just simply call Above and Beyond, because
right,
those employers are going above and beyond the call of duty here to take care of our military and welcome them back home once they've done their mission and gotten home safe.
Yeah, you know, I talked to one of the employers over there this morning from Fast Signs, and, you know, they employ one of our guard soldiers. And every soldier that comes back that they know about a soldier airman, they make them a sign for their family to put up in their garage or whatever when they come home, so they can open the garage door and say welcome home to their service member. And, you know, that's just one small thing, and they do much more than that. There's all kinds of stories like that of our employers.
And General, we're going to have Fast Signs on the fourth segment and meet them, and as well as another employer, Upper Lakes Foods. So we'll get their stories on a little bit later in the show. General, there's also 45 booths, military-connected booths in Dan Patch Park, and there's a lot of organizations over there, from Disabled American Veterans to MACV, you name it, they're over there. That's quite a collection of all those resources that support your troops and their families.
Yeah, you know, I think Minnesota is a leader in this area. And, you know, sometimes our veterans and service members are too proud to ask for help. But, know, they raised their right hand and took the oath to defend in the Constitution of the United States of America. And, you know, they are entitled to many of these benefits. And these 45 booths here educate them on what some of the benefits are that they may not even know that they have. So I really encourage, you know, everyone to get over there and check those booths out today.
We're speaking with Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey, on Minnesota Military Radio. And, sir, you know, we've been talking about a lot of these veteran service organizations and these resources for our troops, from MACV to the MMFF, all the rest of them. Minnesota's really kind of out in front of the rest of the nation, making sure that you've got a lot of people there supporting your troops and their families when they have to go on their missions, whether it's federal or state.
Yeah, and you know, I'm humbled and honored every day. Like you said, we got the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and we get the Minnesota Military Appreciation Fund, two premier things that I don't know of any other state that does that. You know, and this last year, through Commissioner Herkey's work and, you know, the commanders of the different service organizations, we got an omnibus bill passed that not only provided a bonus to our service members who served post 9/11, but also part of that was re-enlistment incentives for our soldiers in the soldiers and airmen in the Minnesota National Guard, which will help us with our retention. And really, a thank you from the state for our service members for what they've done and what they're going to continue to do.
And we're going to talk about that a little more in the next segment when Minnesota's governor and commander in chief of the Minnesota Army Air National Guard join us. General, I understand that you've got a new recruiting booth out here at the fair.
We do. I was up there this morning actually recognizing one of our majors who works officer recruiting. But, you know, normally we get 10 Minuteman scholarships in the state of Minnesota for service members that want to go through the ROTC program. We fully fund it, and then they serve in the Minnesota National Guard. And each state and territory is given 10. Well, because of Major Oschlegger's great work, you know, we were bursting at the seams, and he went out and secured another 28 scholarships. So, in essence, this year we've awarded 38 Minuteman scholarships to great American kids going to schools here in the University of Minnesota. And hopefully in 4 years they'll graduate and become a lieutenant in the Minnesota National Guard.
So for our listeners out there, if you've got some children that are about to graduate from high school and they're thinking about how do I pay for college, and if they come and talk to the recruiters for the Minnesota Army and Air National Guard, you've got some resources available for them.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of financial resources for that. And I always say that, you know, when you join the Minnesota National Guard, whether on the Air or the Army side, you're joining a team. So if you were in high school and you experienced athletics or band or whatever the case may be, you really had an opportunity to join the team. And really coming into the Guard is a lot like that. Sense of esprit de corps and great things from joining that team.
So, General, how are we doing on recruiting? Are you up to as many people as you need? I know that you about every year about 10% turnover and keep have to fill in behind them and hire more people.
Hey, I would say, you know, I hunt the good stuff, Tom, and our recruiters are out there doing it every day. And when we look at our recruiting force across the other 54 states and territories, the Minnesota National Guard is in the top three or four. And there's a lot of states with other more resources, thus more recruiters. And when you look at the market share in the state of Minnesota, we're about 53% of that market share. But we're looking for more, and we're looking for quality people every day. And I would tell you that you're going to get a lot more out of the Minnesota National Guard than you ever put into it. And it's going to be a great experience for you, and it's going to be something that as you grow up, you're going to tell your kids about.
And some great careers, great job opportunities, and you never know, they might even learn how to fly a helicopter.
They might, and, you know, we got cyber, we got mechanics, we got engineers, we've got construction tradespeople. I mean, we've got it all. So I would encourage you to look at it. And it doesn't cost anything to go talk to a recruiter and check out an armory. So I would thoroughly encourage you to do that.
So if you're out here at the State Fair, stop by the recruiting booth located at Cooper Street and Lee Avenue and see the new 155. You got a howitzer out here, sir.
We got a 777 up there, yeah, 155 towed.
I'm going to have to walk up there and see that, General. We're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Minnesota Air and Army National Guard's Commander-in-Chief, Governor Tim Walz. We're speaking to Major General Sean Mankey. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording at the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day. My co-host for this special Minnesota National Guard show is Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. And, General, we've got a surprise visitor, Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Director Kelly, good to see you at the fair.
Hey, Tom, I am thrilled to be here. And I'm way out of my league here with the General and the Governor, but I appreciate you giving me a moment just to say hello to your listeners and to all of your veterans who are on the line out here. Thanks for your service, and I hope you get out to the great show out here.
Good to see you, Director, and for once not talking about COVID, so we'll try to stick with that. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Tom.
General Mankey, we've got another very special guest. Would you like to introduce him?
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom. Hey, and for our listeners out there today, we've got with us the Commander-in-Chief of the nearly 13,000 Minnesota National Guard soldiers and airmen. Pleasure to work with my boss, Governor Tim Walz.
Governor Walz, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks, General Mankey, for your service, your guidance, your friendship, and leading the largest and best Minnesota National Guard we could hope for. So thanks for having me, Tom.
Well, Governor, it's always good to see you at the fair or talk to you on Memorial Day, some of those things we do.
Yeah.
Governor, it seems like 2022 is the year of the veteran. The Congress passed the PACT Act, which was incredible. But here in Minnesota, the state legislature did something. They passed an omnibus veterans bill, first time ever.
First time ever, bipartisanly. Standing shoulder to shoulder, no political differences, doing right by our veterans. And I agree with you, Tom, and I think this bodes well for our country in general. Political differences were put aside to solve things for the veterans. And this omnibus bill, for your listeners to understand, is many times things get put together, it makes it easier to pass things, or there's leverage to pass things. And I think many of us, myself included, I went to the veteran service organizations. We talked about this. Let's quit using veterans as bargaining chips in bigger budget discussions, and let's just do veterans bills separate as an omnibus, not to help us pass transportation or something like that. And because of that, we got, I think, one of the most robust, one of the most forward-leaning, and to be, you know, just candid, I think one of the best governance ways of doing business. So I congratulate those legislators across the political spectrum. It was good work.
In general, we've had a lot of deployments, federal and state, since 9/11/2001. And one of the things was in that omnibus bill was to keep a tradition. Minnesota's given out bonuses to World War II, World War I, Korea. I even got a bonus when I got back from Vietnam. Now there's another bonus in there, and it's for all of the current, those that have served, and it's an incredible thing that happened there.
Yeah, and it's, the information is on the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs website, but you need to get out there and apply. The money is there, and I will tell you I applied, and I'm looking forward to getting the check in the mail, as is many of our service members, but it's a way of Minnesota to say thanks to the service of our service members, you know, and across all components. If you served and your address is Minnesota, you're eligible for that money. So get out there and apply for it.
And Governor, we had Commissioner Herkey on the show that we just recorded that's playing this week, and we talked about that bonus program. And he said there's already been 17,000 people apply for it out of perhaps 40,000 or more. He thinks he's going to spend all the money that the legislature gave him, and he's going to be coming back looking for more.
He should come back for more then. I agree. And I'd like to mention, General's right on this. It also is the Gold Star families. Minnesotans lost our warriors, lost our sons and daughters. Those families are, of course, eligible for the highest bonus that we try and get. But he will come back. And the one thing is, I think we should have maybe done was you had to be in Minnesota when you signed up. When you did that, I think there's a lot of Minnesotans that moved here to take advantage of this great state, served our state in uniform. I'd like to add them maybe next time, too. I think there's probably about, I think Larry thinks, 7,000-8,000 to that. But I think it's right, and I think what you'll find, Tom, is the legislature will do that. They will come back, we will add that, and we'll make sure we get it out.
Well, it was an incredible year doing that Veterans Omnibus Bill. Could you just, you want to just run through a few of the things that are included in that? It's the other page.
No, and this is huge. We were talking, again, Commissioner Herkey's, all of us, I think every veteran service organization, ending veteran homelessness. We just put 17 veterans in this week in an all-veteran facility that finished. We're getting much closer to getting that number down. We talked about the state veterans homes that we have. I know I've broken ground at many of those. Now we have the operating funds. Bemidji, Montevideo, Preston, places where we can put folks. You talked about the bonuses that were out there. We also talked about the state veterans cemeteries. Again, we broke ground in Redwood Falls on a very windy day out there last winter, but a place to honor our veterans. I just think so many things were in there, so many things from bonuses to for our National Guard troops. The whole military package I think it's probably the best Minnesota's seen. And again, I'd go back to this again, Tom. It shows that we can be aligned on issues that matter to all of us. So it's a good one. There's a lot of stuff in there.
We're speaking with Governor Tim Walz and our Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey, on Minnesota Military Radio. Governor, you've been kind of tough on the Minnesota National Guard the last couple of years. We had the pandemic and the COVID and all kinds of things, federal deployments and state call-ups. Seems like things settled down a little bit this year, and maybe some of his soldiers and airmen got a chance to breathe and stay
home. Yeah, they have to, and their families, and their employers. We were over at Military Appreciation Day acknowledging the employers. These are a lot of these folks. Some of us were technicians. Some of us were M-Day soldiers, so we had our regular jobs that we were doing, then we would come in. I think Minnesotans need to know, and again, they trust the Guard above any institution in Minnesota. They know that they will complete that mission, whether it was, you know, restoring civil order when we've seen some of those things happen, or whether it was being there to assist in nursing homes and in masking and in vaccinations, or doing their missions, their federal missions to support. So I do think that's a critical piece, and I talk to the general often on this. He is my top advisor. I listen to him. He advocates for his troops and their families above all else, and I think that the op tempo that has been asked of them is really hard. And I, again, folks stay, they do their work or whatever, but it becomes hard. You've got a job, a business, a young family, and you're being deployed constantly. We need to think about that. I think some of these bonuses and some of the things we did was meant to show a tangible thank you. I would ask Minnesotans, I know they do it anyway, but to continue to do it, if you know somebody serving in the Guard, thank them. Thank them for what they're doing. Let them know that how valued they are. And then my job is to make sure you're exactly right, Tom, that we be very thoughtful. We give them a mission that can be completed. General Mankey is adamant that they have a time frame on them with a date certain. We always watch for mission creep so that it doesn't continue on. And then we redeploy them back as quickly as we can.
And, Governor, we're honoring Minnesota employers this year at Minnesota Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair. I think we have to remember that when our troops are called up and go on whatever missions they are, those businesses still have to run.
It's unbelievable.
They've still got products and services they have to deliver, and yet they sign the statement of support for the employer support of the Guard and Reserve. Minnesota businesses have stood up for 50 years.
50 years. And you hear the folks nationally will tell you few states do this. I said it. I've witnessed this in the businesses I worked for, and they're there to support the families. They're there to support. And General Mankey says this well. It's to make sure that our veterans aren't worried about things back home so they can do their mission downrange. And you're right about these employers, whether they be small businesses, you got 5-6 employees and two of them get deployed,
that
or whether
hurts.
You're a large business and you lose a vice president at Target or whatever. We have folks serving across the state in all of these, and it is really hard, but they step up and they do it. And I can't thank them enough. And I would also say they do it for our families that are there too, to make sure that we have spouses that need to be. If they're taking care of the children at home, those businesses might not employ the veteran themselves, but they employ the family member. And ESGR is out there to make sure that they're taken care of.
In general, I think you had an example you were talking about this morning. Some of those employers provide something called differential pay.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, so some of our soldiers and airmen make a heck of a lot more money in their civilian profession than they do in the Guard, and a lot of those employers pay that difference. So
huge.
It makes them be able to do their mission, serve in the Guard, and then not worry about the expenses at home.
Not only have a missing employee that they've got to make up for, they make up the pay so that the family has the money they need to get by, and then they welcome your troops back home with open arms when they come back from their missions.
And they also look after the families oftentimes and those service members that are deployed. So it's not only their immediate family in Minnesota, but it's their civilian work family and then, of course, their military family that look after them.
Tom, if I could add one thing to that, too. This is also our cities and our counties. A lot of our police departments have a lot of soldiers in them, and then when they get deployed, we have firefighters and police not in there. That's very hard to fill those. It means we have other police and firefighters covering for those who are deployed. So it's a big deal.
And, Governor, we're just about out of time, but just across the bridge from us here, there's 45 booths of various resources available to help our service members, veterans, families, everybody. Minnesota really stands up to support the troops and their families and our veterans.
We do, and these are earned benefits. I know a lot of people that veterans are proud folks. They do things, whatever, but these are benefits and these are opportunities that are there for it. And Minnesotans want to help. When they see veterans getting this, it makes other Minnesotans know they're contributing. So I would encourage you, if you're a veteran or family member, get out here to these booths.
Governor, thanks for taking time to stop by and visit the Adjutant General and I. We're going to stick around and talk to the ESGR. about their mission, what they do here in Minnesota. And once again, thanks for stopping
by.
Yeah,
thanks for what you do, Tom.
Have a good afternoon, Governor. Thank you.
Thanks, General.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording today from the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day, and my co-host is Major General Sean Mankey, who is the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard. And General Mankey, we've been talking about a lot of things. We had a nice visit with the governor. Good year for veterans and service members with the PACT Act being passed and the Omnibus Veterans Bill here in Minnesota. And but the theme out here today for the state fair is honoring our employers.
Absolutely. And, Tom, we're lucky enough to have some representatives from the Employee Guard and Support, or ESGR, Employee Support of the Guard and Reserves, with us today. And I know you're going to introduce them, but we're glad they're here to take part of this wonderful day at the fair.
And joining us again is Tom Simonette, retired Air Force Colonel and the chairman of the Minnesota Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Mr. Lyons. I appreciate that.
Seems like we just visited about this a couple weeks ago in a little preview to the fair.
Preview to the fair to make sure that your listeners knew that we were going to recognize some great employers across the state of Minnesota, which we are doing right now as we speak.
So for once an hour, for about 4 hours, you've been over the course of the afternoon recognizing 25 businesses that have signed a statement of support for the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve.
That is correct. And those are nominations that we have received from the service members and in some cases spouses on the great work that some companies do to show their support and recognition of their employee, the service member.
So the companies that you're recognizing today didn't put themselves in the running for this. It was one of their employees. It was
one of their employees.
Yeah, recognizing something they did to support General Mankey's troops.
General Mankey's troop, and also the Army Reserve, Air Force Reserve, Marine, and Coast Guard Reserves.
So you've had a big day out here, ESGR Day, Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair. The State Fair Board is doing a marvelous job with Military Appreciation Day.
Yes, they are, and we couldn't give enough gratitude to the State Fair Committee for having us be a part of their great organization.
Well, I hope you're having a great day, and I know you brought a special guest. Would you like to introduce him?
I am. This is Bruce Townsend. He is with the ESGR National Headquarters. He takes care of employer outreach and helps coach us in making sure that we do a great job of recognizing our employers.
Well, Bruce, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Lyons. It's a real pleasure to be here, and I will tell you, you know, Tom says that I coach these folks on how to do this. I will just tell you on behalf of the National Committee and our National Chairman, Ron Bogle, that, Tom, your committee doesn't need a lot of coaching. The Minnesota State ESGR Committee really does set the standard by which the rest of the country really has to follow. Your committee is really hardworking. And I'll just tell you, General Mankey, it's a pleasure being invited to come up here and support and meet all the fine National Guard troops up here.
Mr. Townsend, we thank you for coming and helping us recognize the great employers that we have in the state of Minnesota that support, really, as Tom said, not only the National Guard, but all of our reserve service members.
And Bruce, the Minnesota ESGR celebrating 50 years.
Well, the Minnesota ESGR is celebrating 50 years, but ESGR itself, Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, was founded in 1972. At that time, it was called the National Committee for ESGR. It was a small group of about 12 captains of industry and some former military leaders who formed that initial committee under a presidential executive order. And it came about right at the time that the United States was going away from the draft and became an all-volunteer service. And ESGR came in at that time to support the reserve components, of course, but more importantly, in my lane, the employers of all of those part-time service members. And when I said this morning with the governor and the senator there, at that time, the reserve component was small and it was strategic, only called upon in times of a real national emergency. Well, 50 years later, here we are, and the reserve component makes up nearly 40% of the total force. And the reserve component is no longer a strategic element. It's a tactical and an operational one. The reserve component, the National Guard in particular, constantly being called upon from their civilian careers to serve either the state or the nation in some mission, whether it's overseas or domestically. And we at ESGR could not be happier and more supportive than to help take care of them and their employers.
We're talking about honoring ESGR at the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day on Minnesota Military Radio. General, is it possible that there's a single Army or Air National Guard soldier or airman that is working for you now that doesn't realize that they're probably going to get called up?
Tom, I'm grateful that at least for the state mission, we're kind of in, things are steady right now, and we're really not being used for anything here at home, but we're always ready and we're always prepared. But, we just had our 148th Fighter Wing come back. So over 300 airmen came back from a deployment just recently. So I know that a lot of them will be going back to their civilian jobs. And, I got a regional support group over there right now in Arsent, 98 soldiers. So a lot of them will be coming back in a little bit of time. But, as Bruce said, we are an operational reserve, and we're used more and more, for both our federal mission and, of course, our state mission. And, it's, like you said, probably a matter of when, not if.
Tom, you've been hanging out by 45 booths over there of various organizations that help support our veterans, our service members, and their families. And we talk a lot about those organizations where they step up to make sure the families are taken care of when the deployments happen. But we don't often talk a whole lot about those employers, because if you're a small employer, maybe you employ 6, 8, 10 people, have a couple people leave for some kind of a call-up, or a big employer, and maybe you've got a dozen people called up, you still got a product or service you got to get out, and you've still got to take care of your customers.
That is correct. And there's a tagline that we use in ESGR saying that we all serve. And what you're kind of going down the road is when a soldier, airman, Marine, or Navy sailor gets called up, there's people in the background that always have to somehow pick up that slack that is left there. And that's why the spouses, the co-workers, even the neighbors help serve that soldier or that military member in protecting our country. It isn't just the person that raised their hand. It's everybody all around.
And those employers support the families while they're deployed as well.
And that's true. And you will hear a lot of, when we were doing these recognitions, a lot of times there are mentioned where the management gets care packages, letters, emails out to the deployed individuals to make sure that they know that you're still thinking about them.
A lot of good work going on, Tom. Bruce, I got a follow-up question for you.
Sure.
You mentioned that the ESGR has been around since 1972. I got back from Vietnam in 1972, 50 years ago.
Well, welcome
was
home.
Thank you. Was the beginnings of ESGR have anything to do with that war just winding down and ending?
Not, Tom, not directly. ESGR was not conceived because of the end of the Vietnam War, but really because we were going away from the draft. On the other hand, ESGR in modern times, we really, really do make an extra effort to recognize our Vietnam veterans. So when I said, welcome home a minute ago, I said it with a smile on my face, but I really do mean it, because I know from experience not a lot of Vietnam veterans, even today, 50 years on, have ever been said, welcome home, soldier, welcome home, airman, just welcome home for Vietnam.
So we don't expect it, because it didn't happen.
It didn't happen then, but we've learned from it, and we've taken those lessons to heart here in 2022.
And I think our fellow Vietnam veterans and myself have all done what we can to try to change that and make sure that General Mankey and his troops are taken care of while they're deployed and serving our country so well.
Here, here.
Tom, we're running out of time. Final thoughts about Minnesota ESGR?
The greatest thing that I think that ESGR can do is make sure we recognize great employers. And it takes that service member to just go out to esgr.com.mil and go and nominate their employer for the fine work. And it's just a simple statement of what great thing that employer did for your deployment. And it's not just a service member, but also a spouse can do the same.
Very good. Thank you, Tom. And Bruce, thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
My pleasure.
General, got a lot of good resources here. I know you're going to go visit some of those booths, and we're going to talk to a couple of these employers and wind up today's show from the Minnesota State Fair.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me today, and it was a great day as always, and you do a phenomenal job with the show. Thanks.
Thank you, General. That was Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. This is Minnesota Military Radio, recording today from the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to a couple of Minnesota's employers who take such good care of their troops. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording today from the Minnesota State Fair on Military Appreciation Day. My co-host today has been Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. General Mankey, we've got one of our ESGR employers. They've signed a statement of support with the employer support of the Guard and Reserve, and I think you met these people earlier today.
Absolutely did. And it's, you know, it's great Minnesotans and employers like these two sitting next to me that really make our service members and the Minnesota National Guard what it is to do. And we're just so thankful for the support you give our service members. So I, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for what you do for our service members. We enjoy it, and we're very thankful for it.
And joining us now is Tom and Bev Weber from Fast Signs. Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Now, Tom, she said you need to do the talking, so should I ask her the first question?
Absolutely.
Of course.
You're here today. The theme today in Military Appreciation Day is honoring our Minnesota employers, and they're recognizing some firms over on the stage over there, and they're recognizing Fast Signs. How did you find out about that, and why are they recognizing you?
Well, we got a letter a month ago, and apparently our son nominated us through his unit, and we were pretty surprised because it was really unexpected.
And tell us a little bit about your business, Beth, Fast Signs.
So we have four locations in the West Metro, and one of the things that we like to be able to do is to figure out how we can give back to the community. And so, obviously, having people as service members, both as employees and as family members, it made for an easy transition to be able to do what we do for, you know, the units here. So
Tom, do you employ some of the General's troops?
I do.
How many?
Well, two of them. They happen to be, my son is one, and our new daughter-in-law, they got married on Sunday in our backyard. So Allie works for us part-time doing some administrative stuff.
So tell us what happens when they get called up for federal or state duty. They're not available to help you run your business.
Right.
And how do you deal with that?
We figure it out.
Everybody else just says, let's go.
Yep. It's what we signed up for, and we knew that going into this, and we're just super supportive of it. Both Allie and Chris are going to be deployed here in a few weeks, and they'll be gone for about a year. Is it a year?
Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have to backfill a little bit, maybe hire some temporary people, and you've still got a job to do.
We do, and Chris will still be a part of it when in evenings or any time he's got available. We're going to ask him because he did a lot of administrative stuff, payroll, HR, and things like that. So Bev and I are working on learning to be HR people now.
But everything can be learned. General, it's fantastic that we have employers in Minnesota that are willing to do that.
Well, and I think you've probably find you're going to be part of the team that's deployed because you're going to be knowing what's going on with your employers. I know it's your son and your daughter-in-law now, but that's what the benefit of ESGR, when you're actively supporting our service members, hopefully they're communicating back with you, and you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think it kind of nests everyone, the whole of Minnesota, supporting the soldiers or airmen when they go forward or go on their mission, whatever that may be.
And Tom and Bev, part of the reason they want to recognize you over here today is, you know, this is something you don't have to do, but it allows the general to deploy his troops on a federal or state basis, knowing that that you're going to support him, you're going to still run your business, and you're going to welcome those folks back when they come home.
Right. You know, one of the things from, I think, our perspective is that this is, we appreciate the recognition, but this isn't about us. This is about all those people that raise their right hand, and they go away and they miss their families. We have another daughter who's serving in the Air Force down in Shreveport, Louisiana. And, you know, so we know firsthand that what that is, and so we see it. But it's about them. It's not about us.
Do you have any final thoughts for us?
I don't know, I'm getting rather emotional right now.
That's okay.
No, we're just happy to help. And, you know, we've seen the little things that we do that have meant apparently a lot to all the service members. And so we're very proud to be able to help them. Anything we can do to help, we're right there.
Well, good work, and thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
You bet. Thank you.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was Tom and Bev Weber from Fast Signs here in Minnesota. Joining me now is Tom Simonette from Minnesota's Employer Support of the Garden Reserve. Tom, you've spent the afternoon recognizing about 25 companies over there that signed the statement of support for the ESGR. And we've got another company here. Would you like to introduce them?
Yes, this is Luke here with the Upper Lakes Foods, a good family-owned company. And Luke?
Luke Olin, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thanks for having us.
Can you tell us a little bit about Upper Lakes Foods?
Sure. We are a broadline food distribution company headquartered up in Cloquet, Minnesota. Been around for 55 years. So we are essentially servicing a broad customer base, anybody needing food products from restaurants, hospitals, nursing homes, chain business, and the like. So happy to be here today. Fun day outside of the office, getting a chance to recognize and support the military members, and I guess receive an award as well.
And you're heavily involved in the transportation part of that business.
Yeah, director of transportation. So many moving parts of the business and plenty of good people to support all that.
Well, I know that you hired this, you've got a guest with you that you hired a while back because you're expanding your transportation department.
Yeah, that's right. Eric Parks here. Boy, I started at Upper Lakes 8 years ago, and shortly thereafter, we were looking for somebody to head up our inbound transportation. And at the time, he was just about coming back from Kuwait. So we had to put it on hold until he got back to interview, and we found the right guy, and we're still here together.
Eric, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I see that you got your uniform on today. Warrant officer?
All right. Direct commission, so I'm a lieutenant now, but used to be a warrant officer.
Congratulations. And I understand you were instrumental in nominating Upper Lakes Foods for this award.
Yes, I was. So both the family that owns the company and Luke himself have been really supportive of my service over the past 8 years almost. A couple of activations here in Minnesota to help support the communities and training missions as well as professional military education. They've always supported it. So I greatly appreciate them because it's not always the case. So,
and what happens back at the office when you're gone?
Things just chug along. Yeah.
We cover as best we can.
Everybody else has to pull together and cover his job.
Next man or woman up.
Well, you've heard that before, I think. But is that a big burden on your department, or is it just something that you feel you need to do?
Well, in Eric's absence, it certainly feels like, you know, part of our family on the transportation team is gone, but we do have a good group of folks, and cross-train as best we can to make sure that we can cover anybody while they're gone.
And Eric, tell us about the process. You decided to nominate Upper Lakes Foods. Did you get a hold of ESGR? How'd this work?
I did it all online. I submitted for the Patriot Award for both Sean and Scott. I believe it's the Patriot Award for the individuals, and then did one for the organization as well.
Those are the two of the owners?
Yep. Well, Sean is one of the owners, and then Luke got one as well. So okay. Then he was supposed to be here today, wasn't able to make it, and then the organization also received one. So every chance I get to put them in for anything, I think it's my responsibility to do so. All the sacrifices they've made to support me and my family and the community as well. So,
well, Luke, that was a great honor to have him put you in for that. And Tom, they're one of the companies you've recognized today.
That is one of the 28 companies that we recognize today for the Above and Beyond, which are a result of the 250 Patriot Awards that are submitted during the year. And Upper Lakes Food was one of those 28 that we felt were an example of the great Minnesota companies.
And Tom, we just spent some time talking to Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Do you think he'd be able to get his missions accomplished, federal and state, if it wasn't for great employers that step up and support the troops?
No, absolutely he could not do it, because there's a thing that we always, analogy that we always look at, is that the military service as a Guard Reserve member is a three-legged stool. You have to have a strong family. You have to have a strong belief in your service, but you also have to have a strong employer support that helps make sure that you are able to do your job.
Very good, Tom. You've had a great day over there and recognized a lot of companies. Good work, and I'm sure we'll have you back on the show soon. And Luke and Eric, thank you for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio, and let's make sure Upper Lakes Foods goes for another 55 years, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Governor Tim Walz, Tom Simonette, Bruce Townsend, Luke Olin and Eric Parks from Upper Lakes Foods, Tom and Bev Weber from Fast Signs, and finally, my co-host for today's show, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we record from the Fall Conference of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.